We've heard God's word coming to us through the psalm and through the prophet Isaiah, and again through the Gospel of Luke. And as we prepare to hear God's word proclaimed to us, let us pray. God, we bless you that your word became flesh and lived among us, and that we are privileged to see his glory, his grace, and his truth. God, let these words not come in word alone, but in power and in the Holy Spirit, that the glory of Jesus Christ might shine on us today. Amen. What is it about Christmas that makes us want to be home? These days before Christmas, the airports start to bustle and roadways fill with cars, but for the most part, they're not going on vacation. It's people who are coming home. Tomorrow, all day long, cell towers are going to throw calls all around the country and all around the world, but these aren't people who are calling on business. They're people who are calling home. What is it about being home at Christmas that tugs on our hearts? Is it the same thing that makes Mom's pumpkin pie taste more tasty than the rest, even though we know Mom gets the recipe off the back of the can just like everybody else? Is it that deep down we know that the people that we love and the ones that we can count on for love are among life's most precious gifts, and so if those people are at home, that's where we want to be? Or could it be that this yearning for Christmas, even if it's only in our dreams, actually flows from that first Christmas day when a brand new family actually didn't know that it was Christmas at all? Mary and Joseph didn't know it was Christmas, but they did know that they weren't home. Joseph's people were from Bethlehem, and so when Caesar Augustus ordered that there was a census to be taken, Mary and Joseph had to pack up their bags, and they took a 70-mile road trip from Nazareth, where they were living, to Joseph's ancestral town of Bethlehem. How many generations had it been since Joseph's family had truly called Bethlehem home? Maybe quite a few. There apparently weren't any relatives there to take in Joseph and his full-term bride. For Mary, surely this was not the delivery that she had envisioned. After 3 or so days on the road, in a strange town, with none of the Nazareth women around who surely would have come to her help had she delivered in her hometown. And for Jesus, what did it mean for him to be born except to be kicked out of the house? Even the shepherds had to leave their fields, their flocks, that comfortable space, and go into town to find that babe there in the manger. The first Christmas day had everyone leaving home. If there's something unsettling about celebrating Christmas in a place that doesn't feel like home, what do we make of this first Christmas day when no one is home, but still, at least on our imaginations, everything seems to be well? Our imagined manger scene certainly could include Joseph dashing around to try find water and to find cloths to get a little help. But we tend toward nostalgia, Mary just gently holding her child, a big brown cow looking on, the family gathered all together like they wouldn't want anything to be different. We could envision those shepherds terrified, face down on the ground, like they didn't want to see those angels who were there before them. But we tend toward homely, rumpled men kneeling with staffs there at the manger, maybe a lamb curled at the side, a scene of now everything is well, nothing the least bit jarring about it. With the terror of an army of angels, the trials of childbirth in a stable, and with everyone ending up in places they didn't think they were going to be, where they don't really seem to belong, we could go on and fairly easily debunk any kind of nostalgic reading of Luke's infancy narrative. But maybe this faux cozy dream that we have of the manger scene isn't too far from the theological truth of the night. Because there's something right about envisioning Mary and Joseph and the shepherds gathered to this child in the manger like a family gathered to a warm hearth in a living room. Because the deep truth of Christmas is very much about the comfort, the deep resonance of knowing that you are home. Christmas is about God birthing a plan to take those who are distant from God, who are alienated from each other, who maybe even feel sometimes as though their own lives are uninhabitable space for themselves, and to make in such people a home that is so welcoming and warm that they are going to want to live in it forever. Those who come to the manger and who kneel before Jesus Christ have come home, and not just for Christmas, but for always and forever. Enter in, be born in us today, we sing in that song about the little town of Bethlehem. The wonder of Christmas is that any space, any life, can become a home for the Christ. The child we envision as lying in a heap of scratchy straw can make a home in people who sometimes are grumpy and abrasive. The babe we imagine to sleep peacefully among the lowing cows and the bleating sheep and the ruckus of chickens can make a home in disheveled households where you feel like the space is never fit for company. And among those for whom Christmas at home this year doesn't really feel like Christmas at home, because a loved one of Christmas's past isn't there to share it this time around, the babe says, "Hey, I'm moving in, and I've brought with my bags a whole lot of comfort and hope and peace." We can see so many different things when we look at our lives, our families, our jobs, our world. Some days we see chaos, others we see hope. Sometimes our life is looking up, and other times we just don't know how we're going to make it. There might be moments when life feels pretty tidy and fairly well swept up. More often than my life and my soul feel like they could use a good housekeeper, someone who'd scrub and organize and prioritize, maybe declutter. But the good news of Christmas is that however we see ourselves, Jesus looks at each of us and he sees a manger. He sees a place where he'd like to settle in, a life that he would be pleased to call home. You might even say that the greatest gift of all is when Jesus comes home for Christmas. Amen.